This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. You know, the whole ergonomic thing, you know, I'm sure you get tired of me saying that, but here's the thing about ergonomics. Ergonomics are not something that you can fake. Comfort when you're, I mean, first of all, when you're out shooting a weapon such as this, there's going to be a lot of reasons you're out there. And all of them, all of your postures or anything else, unless this is just something you do day in and day out, in large part are going to be uncomfortable. So, for that reason, having an ergonomic stock on your weapon, making it easier for you to line up the shot, to make an accurate shot, to carry the gun for long distances and everything else, which, you know, weight comes in on that as well. That all makes sense. And that's what Boyd's does. They make that possible. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Representative Eric Swalwell has stepped into the limelight, you know, calling for the complete and total ban on assault weapons, and then threatening to come after anyone who doesn't comply with the buyback. Kind of like how people remember the drunk jackwagon who tries to start a fight with everyone at the bar. He decided to sit down with NBC to talk about his proposal, and in the process, at least for me, he raised more questions than answers. Coming from NBC News, tell me a little about how you came to this idea and why you thought there needed to be a proposal that went further than the existing bills out there now. Swalwell. It's something I've given a lot of thought to over the last 10 years working as a prosecutor who saw the devastating effects that an assault weapon could do to someone's body, leaving almost little chance of surviving if you are hit. That, by the way, is bovine excrement. People survive wounds from these types of weapons all the time. Lots of people. As a matter of fact, in combat, it has been found that this weapon, the 5.56, is not necessarily, it doesn't even necessarily knock you down in some cases. Further statistics show that only a few hundred people die each year from being shot with any kind of rifle. So unless Swalwell was a prosecutor in a very bizarre district, there's no way he saw that many crimes committed with so-called assault weapons. In fact, I'd probably wager the reason he vividly recalls the case he's about to mention is because they were rare. He remembers it because it was unusual. But let's see what else Swalwell had to say. According to him, I told a story in the op-ed about a victim who was shot in the back of the thigh, which is actually called the hamstring. I remember his family members asking me while I was interviewing them, how could you die if you're shot in the thigh? When the pathologist told the jury that the sheer energy from that round was enough to cause a blood loss after hitting an artery, I think they were just stunned that a weapon that is legal in our country could do that kind of damage. Then when you think about the features, a pistol grip which allows you to essentially spray a crowd, we've seen time after time that too many people just don't have a chance. You can be killed if you're shot in the quadricep, okay? If he's saying the back of the thigh, that means the bicep femoris, actually, or the hamstring, whichever you want to call it. But you can, if you're shot in the quadricep, you can be killed, not because of the energy, because of something called the femoral artery. It is a very important blood vessel that runs through the leg. I know because I've had a camera run up mine twice. While the energy from an AR-15 may cause damage to the femoral artery, it's not the exclusive domain of the AR-15. The hydrostatic shock from any firearm can cause that kind of damage, some even more so, but a handgun can kill with a shot to the thigh. You know, so let's not pretend otherwise. Hydrostatic shock is a phenomenon that happens inside the body. Your body has a lot of fluid in it. That fluid is pushed and caused to pressurize in a high, rapid way, causing bulging and everything and distortion, and then it collapses back on itself. The pistol grip is an ergonomic feature. It doesn't make anything like spraying a crowd more possible. If you want to see somebody really good with an M14, which is a select fire weapon that lacks a pistol grip, let them spray into a crowd. Guess what? It'll still happen. Pistol grip makes it a little more comfortable, but that's it. It also makes the grip more comfortable for any number of activities like hunting, target shooting, or home defense. But Swalwell, now this guy is a true believer. He said, I thought about the different ways to address it with a lot of respect for the assault weapons ban that was in place and expired, but once I gave it careful thought and listened to those students, I concluded the only way to do this is to get those weapons out of our communities. But while recognizing that people bought them when they were legal and there should be compensation during a grace period, ideally to buy them back and then a ban on possession. I'm not naive about this. I understand that this is quite an undertaking. But I don't accept that we have to be so defeatist about it that doing nothing or nibbling around the edges is going to make us safer. I also don't believe you will get every single assault weapon back, but I think you can get a good amount of them back and seriously reduce the number of people killed by them. No, you won't, because there aren't that many people killed by the damn things to begin with, Representative Swalwell. Stop pretending that there are. Further, only an idiot would think that this would take guns out of the hands of the people you might want to worry about. Criminals and the deranged who might have obtained these firearms aren't going to participate in a buyback. All that's going to happen is that some of the law-abiding of this country will be disarmed while the predators still have all the firepower they want. So, good job on that one, Dipstick. Now, the second question, how would you define an assault weapon? One common criticism of the original assault weapons ban is that it was fairly narrow and the gun manufacturers were able to sell weapons that offered similar firepower after making relatively small changes. He said, I would stick largely to the definition that had been used before, recognizing that it would have to evolve as manufacturers try to come up with technical ways around it. I'd make sure we got rid of detachable magazines and the pistol grip. To me, that's the feature that makes it the most deadly. Using the old definition of an assault weapon ban would be useless because we saw this with the previous assault weapon ban. Absolutely nothing happened because of that ban, and unless Swalwell lacks an IQ with a positive integer, he should be able to see that one. Even the most ardent gun grabber seems to see this, which is why they keep trying to up the stakes. And again, the pistol grip does not make the weapon more deadly. Only a complete idiot would think so. And that's the problem, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're up against. We're looking at people who will say anything to try to convince people they're right and that these weapons are a complete menace. They will utter complete and total nonsense that they're sure will sway people, even if those facts don't mesh with the realities we understand it. And this is why we need to dig in and fight. Because Swalwell and his people are not going to go away. At least not until we make them. That's the problem. That's the biggest problem. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
this is, you know, the thing about the Boyd's gun stock that I really like is how many different shapes there are. Now, that doesn't sound like much when you say, well, there's a bunch of shapes. Okay, big deal. The big deal is this. We're not all built alike. We're not all the same kind of person. We're not, you know, some people have longer arms, they have longer upper bodies, whatever you want, however you want to call it. So what holds true for me with the gun stock may not hold true for you. And that can be a problem. Now, what Boyd's has done, and I mean, they've taken a lot of time doing it. They have done invested a whole lot of money doing it. They've invested in the tools to make it happen. The wooden gun stocks that come out the end after you make out that order, they are perfect. Whatever shape it's supposed to be, there's no rough edges. It's all beautiful. Whatever finish it's supposed to be is even. I mean, it's perfect. Having said that, you get the benefit of that by just being, you know, you've got this rifle, okay, it's not, you don't like it quite as much as you thought it would, you would with the in its current configuration. You go to their website, you pick that shape that you think is going to work for the, you know, they've got a drop down menu of how many name brands, 200 plus, 2000 models plus of out of that 200 plus name brands. And then you just get to order it. And in, you know, in a very short time, your gun stock shows up. It will be truly one of a kind. There will be no other like it because they make them to order. They make them, you know, based upon what you ordered. So they don't keep them in stock. They're all brand new when they make them. So that's the beauty of the Boyd's Gun Stock System. That's what I like so much about it. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. After Bank of America announced that it would no longer finance manufacturers that make firearms with military characteristics for non-law enforcement, non-military use, the Wall Street Journal reported that bank and credit card companies are talking about a lot more than refusing to do business with certain gun manufacturers. Banks and credit card companies are discussing ways to identify purchases of guns in their payment systems. According to the journal, thanks in part to NRA lobbying, federal laws exist that strictly limit government use of electronic databases on gun sales or of gun owners. Now, this doesn't preclude private companies from trying to create these lists. These lists would not be based on law. They would be based upon rules and policy in a company. So these lists could then be suspended or simply provided to government for various purposes. To do so, the journal says, financial companies have explored creating a new credit card code for firearms dealers similar to how they code restaurants or department stores. This is something that many mainstream media outlets are rooting for. The LA Times, for example, ran an opinion piece saying it's too early to say for sure, but it could be that the free market will wind up doing what Congress refuses to do, tighten access to firearms and stand up to companies that make and sell assault-style weapons. Perhaps in response to the media pressure, Bank of America and Citigroup, Inc. announced they will no longer do business with manufacturers that make modern sporting rifles. Bank of America's vice chairman, Ann Funicane, announced, "We have indicated it is our intent that we will not finance the manufacture of this type of firearm for non-law enforcement, non-military use. We don't just want to understand that these clients are doing what they're doing to end mass shootings and what we can do to help them." They decided to make their move after places like Dick's Sporting Goods said they would stop selling these popular and commonly owned semi-automatic rifles. Then the NSSF tossed out Dick's Sporting Goods, and gun makers have begun announcing their parting ways with Dick's. As this was being written, Mossberg, High Point, and Springfield Army were the latest gun makers to say they will no longer sell firearms at Dick's. But it's one thing for private companies to make decisions about who it wants to do business with. Quite another for banks and credit card companies to get together to quietly create a database of gun owners, which is what's happening. The decision for banks, retailers, and possibly credit card companies not to do business with manufacturers that make modern sporting rifles is something consumers and companies can adjust to in a free marketplace. If someone doesn't like Bank of America's decision, they can take their business to another bank. But if they're secretly being monitored to see if they are utilizing their Second Amendment right, they likely won't have such recourse. Meanwhile, much of the public isn't being told the truth about modern sporting rifles. Bank of America says it will cut ties with gun manufacturers that make firearms of military characteristics for non-law enforcement, non-military use. But the thing is, across American history, the U.S. military has used, and in many cases still uses, every type of firearm now used by private American citizens, including bolt-action rifles, pump-action shotguns, and semi-automatic designs. In American history, it never has been possible to completely separate what private citizens use and own and what our military and police departments use. And that's a good thing, as much as firearm development that has helped our armed forces has come from manufacturers innovating to compete in the U.S. consumer market. Greg Stube, a former Special Forces sergeant who fought in Afghanistan, is now the author of Conquer Anything, a Green Berets Guide to Building Your A-Team, put this American relationship best when he said, "In my experience, a lot of training time in the Special Forces is used to teach those who don't have gun experience. To put it plainly, Special Forces are in the business of creating country boys. I saw again and again in training and on the battlefield that soldiers who grew up hunting and shooting recreationally are better soldiers. This is especially true when they used a firearm platform similar to what they use in combat. If our free citizens are barred from using firearms similar to those used by the military, then we won't be as prepared as a nation. These banks don't understand the true nature of freedom. They don't even know the basic facts. The semi-automatic rifle these banks are referring to have been made and sold to civilians for more than half a century. The AR-15 went for sale to civilians in 1963, the same year it started selling the M-16 to the U.S. military. And the semi-automatic design isn't even a 20th century technology. It dates back to the 19th century. So, the FBI's Uniform Crime Reporting year after year shows that rifles of all types are used in less than 3% of murders. And they don't break out the stats to tell us what percentage of these are AR-15s, but for freedom to prevail, we need to know which corporations are working to curtail our liberty. And this is why any secret collaboration between big banks and credit card companies to track gun sales? Every one of us better worry about this. And every one of us better be calling our congressmen and saying they can't do this. You need to regulate them now. After all, we did bail them out, remember? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I've got two of them. They are things of beauty. It reminds me a little bit of, getting out there and... there was a James Bond movie called The Man with the Golden Gun where there was this gunsmith who would make a specialty gun for you. The Boyd's gun stock seems like the perfect gun stock to describe a specialty gun for you. With all of the shapes and all the different geometry, this is something that you can buy, stick on your weapon, and have all that attribute of a specialty gun. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, there's been a study come out. This is not going to go good for some people on the left anyway. Leftists forget that we all want the same thing in the gun rights debate, at least, based upon what they tell me. I want the same thing with them. I want to save lives. The question becomes, how do you do that? Now, while Bloomberg and his cronies try to buy your freedom, while they try to create a movement to take away guns, it is no wonder that many Americans believe the only way to accomplish this goal is to take away the guns from law-abiding citizens. Now, gun control advocates somehow believe that making guns illegal will be more effective than, say, making heroin illegal. that bad guys will suddenly turn in their guns and there will be peace across the land. They believe all sorts of things that just aren't true and forget that defending ourselves from criminals has nothing to do with the Second Amendment. They also ignore some other critical facts that make their position entirely untenable. If they really want peace in the land, they might want to look at the data that says otherwise and check out the Crime Prevention Resource Center that has the numbers to prove it. In an excellent article at westjournal.com that explains, the 2013 study looked at murder rates from places that had banned guns around the world, from Washington, D.C. and Chicago, to England and Wales and Jamaica and even the Solomon Islands, an archipelago in the South Pacific, which only had mass shootings after they decided to ban guns. After the ban, clearly homicide rates bounce around over time, but there is only one year, 2010, when the homicide rate is lower than it was in 1996. The immediate effect was about a 50% increase in homicide rates. Firearm homicide rates had almost doubled between 1996 and 2002. The homicide and firearm homicide rates only began falling when there was a large increase in the number of police officers during 2003-2004. Despite the huge increase in the number of police, the murder rate still remains slightly higher than the immediate pre-ban rate. The highest recorded murder rate was in 2002 and 3, which saw 1,041 murders, and that number included 172 murders by Dr. Harold Shipman, a notorious physician and serial killer, who murdered his patients via lethal doses of morphine. That said, the general trend was still toward more killings after the gun ban was put into place. Meanwhile, Jamaica's murder rate was at roughly 10 killings per 100,000 in 1974 when guns were banned. By 1980, that number spiked to over 40 per 100,000 and 58 per 100,000 in 2005. While the numbers have again bounced around, Jamaica didn't see under 20 murders per 100,000 between 1990 and 2007. According to the Jamaica Gleaner, 38 people were murdered in the first 6 days of this year alone. Ireland also saw a spike when it banned guns, the CPRC reports, from under 0.4 murders per 100,000 to over 1.6 per 100,000 in just a few years, which is a 400% increase. That's a big increase. While that was the peak of the murder rate, it never fell below what it was the year before the gun ban began. Chicago banned guns in 1982. How is that working out, you might ask? Well, the Windy City has always had a high homicide rate, but as you can see, it rose dramatically. And I'm looking at a bar graph, is why I'm saying as you can see. But, it rose from 16 to 34 per 100,000. There was a reduction in the 2000s, and it rebounded again in the 2010s. To where they are the gunshot capital of the United States. Washington, D.C. banned guns in 1976. That year, there were 188 murders in the nation's capital. The first decade of the ban, only 3 years, saw lower murder totals than in 1988. Murder began to explode in the city with 369 murders. The next year, it was 434. D.C. wouldn't see a year with fewer murders than that until 1994 when they recorded 399 murders. The most striking thing is that three of the case studies, England and Wales, Jamaica and Ireland, are on islands. So there are no guns coming over a land border. So why did murder not only persist but rise after these gun bans? Could it be that, criminals found other ways to get guns? Could that be it? Could that be what happened here? I'm trying to figure this out. I just want to understand. I want to be on the team. Maybe it's because criminals will always find ways to kill other people if they want to kill them. And maybe it's all of these things. Maybe it's because there were less armed citizens to protect themselves. It doesn't matter, though, whatever the reason is. The conclusion from the data is very clear. Gun bans don't stop murder. Far from it. This is the kind of data gun rights advocates need to know for themselves, and these are by no means the only examples, as the CPRC noted. The next time you hear a gun control advocate expressing their heartfelt position, you might explain that you know how they feel and suggest that they really want to save lives. They might want to look at some facts from time to time. A few facts here and there always goes well. This is the thing about gun bans. Gun bans are only going to affect you. And I'm presuming that anybody listening to this is not a criminal. I may be, you know, that's my presumption. So if I'm presuming, and I'm saying this to the law-abiding of you out there, it only affects you. It affects nobody else but you. Because you're going to be the one that has to try to abide by it. Now, if you're like me, I probably am not going to abide by it. I'm just going to become one of these very quiet people that nobody ever hears anything about anymore. Hey, whatever happened to Bill? Nothing. He's over there. He doesn't talk to nobody. My radio show might be about ways to film with an iPad by then. And then I'll just become a very quiet person, just doing my thing, just trying to be, you know, that person nobody notices. The gray man, if you will. Talking about cars or something. I'll be talking about something. But, hey, I'll still be here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I mean, I'm never going to get tired of talking about this simply because everybody should be rocking the Boyd's gun stock on their bolt gun, their shotgun, their pump shotgun, their breakdown double barrel, their, you know, in some cases, maybe even their ARs. Why do I say that? Because of its superior ergonomics. Because it's made out of wood. And that is stupendous. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Someone has finally said it, although they use the mainstream terminology, calling them liberals. I call them leftists, but somebody's finally said, you're not as smart as you think, and you're helping Donald Trump win a second term. Congratulations. And you can't help it. You can't even stop it. You can't arrest this development. Gerard Alexander, a political science professor at the University of Virginia, wrote this in the New York Times, and he may have to think about a name change soon. He aptly noted that how A, cultural centers are dominated by progressives, B, how they're causing a backlash against leftism, and C, how their inability to see that they're causing it will lead to a Trump victory in the next presidential election. All correct, by the way. The professor noted that the left is overly confident in themselves, self-righteous in their beliefs, which come off as domineering and smacks of superiority. And you can see how this isn't the best sales pitch, right? It's only compounded by the fact that the left, confident in their moral superiority, has gone so far outside the mainstream in what is actually racist or problematic that they feel everyone else who hasn't caught up should be shamed, humiliated, and torched by the social justice warrior mafia. Which does exist. And listen, it's not that I'm out of touch or you're out of touch. It's just that everybody else is wrong. That's the mantra with this sad cadre of left-wingers. Conservative America doesn't stand for this kind of stuff, and neither should they. For every one voter that this progressive mob absorbs, two more either head for the Trump camp or are so turned off that they stay home on Election Day. It's one thing to call the remarks about black Americans made by celebrity chef Paula Deen racist, which it was years ago. It's another thing to label 60 million people who voted for Trump racist. silver lining is that Democrats from the Rust Belt don't take too kindly to this. Representative Debbie Dingell, Democrat from, Michigan, has voiced her frustration when she hears this leftist talking point. This is all cyclical. The conservatives ate humble pie in 2012. The left did too, though they failed to realize why. They're still angered over Lady Macbeth's loss. But Clinton was a terrible candidate, like Romney for the Republicans. Some within the party knew this. She had no economic message. She had no charisma. She seemed horribly inauthentic. She decided to call half the country deplorable towards the tail end of the 2016 campaign. With these feelings of resentment and resist all things Trump, the left is actually fanning a brush fire that could strengthen Trump's voter position. Mr. Alexander writes, I know many liberals, and two of them really are my best friends. Liberals make good movies and television shows. Their idealism has been an inspiration for me and many others. Many liberals are very smart, but they're not as smart or as persuasive as they think. And a backlash against liberals, a backlash that most liberals don't seem to realize they're causing, is going to get President Trump re-elected. Liberals dominate the entertainment industry, many of the most influential news sources, and America's universities. This means that people with progressive leanings are everywhere in the public eye, and they're also on the college campuses attended by many people's children or grandkids. These platforms come with a lot of power to express values, confer credibility and celebrity, and start national conversations that others really can't ignore. But this makes liberals feel more powerful than they are. Or more accurately, this kind of power is double-edged. Liberals don't, or often don't, realize how provocative or inflammatory they can be. In exercising their power, they regularly not only persuade and attract, but also annoy and repel. In fact, liberals may be more effective at causing resentment than in getting people to come their way. I'm not talking about the possibility that jokes at the 2011 Correspondents Association dinner may have pushed Mr. Trump to run for president to begin with. I mean that the army of comedy that Michael Moore thought would bring Trump down will instead be what builds him up in the minds of millions of voters. Racist is pretty much the most damning label that can be slapped on anyone in America today, which means it should be applied firmly and carefully. Yet, some people have cavalierly leveled the charge against huge numbers of Americans, specifically the more than 60 million people who voted for Trump. In their ranks are people who sincerely consider themselves not bigoted, who might be open to reconsidering ways they have done things for years, but who are likely to be put off if they feel smeared before that conversation even takes place. And it doesn't help that our cultural mores are changing rapidly. And we rarely stop to consider this. And some liberals have gotten far out ahead of their fellow Americans, but are nonetheless quick to criticize those who haven't caught up with them. But here Mr. Alexander sums up his entire argument. Liberals are trapped in a self-reinforcing cycle. When they use their positions in American culture to lecture, judge, and disdain, they push more people into an opposing coalition that liberals are increasingly prone to think of as deplorable. That only validates their own worst prejudices about the other America. It's interesting that he thinks of the side that is not left as the other America. And you've been seeing it too. There's been this endless crusade to find things that are terrible with America that has made the left see everything in this country as terrible. And that sounds about right. That won't change, by the way. Say what you will about the anti-Trumpers who haven't come on board, but they're a very small minority. In the end, Trump united the base. 90% of Republicans voted for him. The Tea Party had deep reservations about Mitt Romney. In the end, 93% of the GOP voted for him. At the end of the day, Republicans will vote for the nominee. Trump was not my guy. But when he nabbed the nomination, then he was my guy. He worked his way into being my guy along the way. But, there's not enough gold at Fort Knox for me to sit around and consider voting for Clinton or any Democrat. And Democrats are the same way, but their message is not nearly as universal. The GOP campaigns on lower taxes, strong national defense, reducing government spending, the size of government, protecting gun rights, and enforcing border security. And yes, gun rights are very important. If anybody has to wonder why the Tea Party started off as an organic movement, it's because these principles, especially on government sucking, spending too much, and taxing too much, are popular proposals. Proposals that are not popular are government-run health care, raising taxes, open borders, and stringent gun control. Growing government and having that power under the guidance of a privileged and educated few to solve societal ills. That's liberal doctrine, and it's not popular once it gets fleshed out, and hence there hasn't been a successful board-based Tea Party of the left. That's all AstroTurf. So, and it's so subsidized by political operatives with deep pockets, but that moment is gone. Tea Party has passed vestiges, you know, they've passed on. Vestiges may remain. But that movement has expired. The movement didn't die because of bad ideas. It died because things like that only last for a few cycles. But the point about liberal principles is that they think that this is what the majority wants. They think this is right no matter what. The liberal bubble on that will never be pierced. Hence why writing off half the country has become entrenched. They're never going to look at us in the red state as their brethren, as much as I would like for them to. But that's okay. Because we'll be here still. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.